98.1 KZE. Tara Cohn is a member of The Machine, which is a, to simplify things, a Pink Floyd cover band. But we're going to get into it, this whole idea of tribute bands, because I'm actually really interested. Typically here at the station, we don't bring on a lot of cover bands because we're kind of, you know, but I think this is an exceptional tribute band. And
for sure. The Pink Floyd show.
It's a show,
yeah.
Right? Right. So you are, in addition to being the drummer for The Machine, you're also a founding member, correct?
Yeah. Yep. 37 years ago.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
I would say, has Pink Floyd been together or running that long? But we know actually they are one of those rare bands that actually have. So maybe you're just trying to really be loyal to that and last as long as they have.
Yeah, we're gonna keep pushing.
And we should say at the very top here, because it's important, that you guys will be performing at the Bearsville this Saturday, October 25th. Doors at 7, shows at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
What a great theater. Have you had a chance to perform there before?
No, I haven't. I know that we almost did, and then they started doing some renovations, and it got moved. But I know of the space, and I know Bearsville, and I know Woodstock, and it's just a great music area for recording, for playing live. It's fantastic. And you know, the show is acoustic, right?
Yes, that was the next thing I was going to mention. The show is being called The Machine Performs Pink Floyd Unplugged.
Unplugged, yeah. And that definitely differentiates us from all the other Pink Floyd shows, because, you know, we're a four piece. We're musicians playing the music that is timeless, that we love, and we're not so much trying to recreate a specific show or have us like look like them or talk like them. We're giving you a quartet that's playing the music from our hearts, and it's a little different every night to some degree. Like the hits, we play note for note, but we improvise. We'll do something a little differently from the older material. We're doing like the whole Pompeii album next week at Higher Ground in Vermont.
Oh, that's bizarre. Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, we do so much that, you know, we're nimble. We're a four piece. We can do things without production rehearsals. And, you know, I think it's one of the things that make us us, and it differentiates us, especially an acoustic show where, I mean, they never did that. So that's our own creation, and it's fantastic. And it lets the songs shine through, because you're stripped down of all the instrumentation, all the production. And it's a space where we're showing our musicality and our connection as a band through that show. And I mean, I love it. It's so much fun.
It's so amazing after 30 some years that you still has such a passion for it, and it still feels exciting, and you're not just phoning it in at all.
And everybody in the band is that way too. We all have
right.
other projects that we do. We're all musicians doing it. And when we come together to do this, we bring the same passion and energy that we, you know, that we play music with, period.
Right.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I interrupted you.
Yeah, I mean, not to say other Pink Floyd bands can't do that or don't. I'm not like bashing anybody, but that's what we've really honed in on, and that's what differentiates us from everyone
right.
else.
Yeah, sure. And I love that you even include like those Syd Barrett, you know, years, and there's kind of a contrast there with the psychedelic period through into their kind of the big light show years, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, but there's a lot of experimental stuff going on in there too. So you can kind of really change the whole vibe of a show in a heartbeat.
Yep. I mean, even something like more popular, like Echoes, you know, that everyone knows that, but you take the middle section where there's just a huge jam, and that can go anywhere. And
Right.
Controls for Heart of the Sun, that can go anywhere. And even The End of Money, you know, we take that, and Young Lust, you know, there are moments in the performance that we just improvise, and, you know, people love it, and it's fun for us too. And it keeps
Yeah.
the show, like, who knows what's going to happen to a certain degree.
I'm speaking with Tara Cohn, who is the drummer and one of the founding members of The Machine, which will be performing at the Bearsville Theater this Saturday evening at 8 o'clock. And you can get your tickets at bearsvilletheater.com. Don't wait too much longer. Okay, so here's my next question. We already established the band isn't always so stuck on, recreating the exact or, the authentic thing. But what is your relationship? And I don't mean this literally, but what is your relationship with Nick Mason as a drummer
Right.
with the Pink Floyd drummer?
I appreciate him so much. He's underrated, in the whole world of like
Yeah, right.
60s, 70s drummers. And something that I say that people look at me twice sometimes is I think one of the greatest drum solos ever is what he did in Time. It's melodic. It responds to a chord change, and what he's doing is very odd. It's a really weird part, and it's beautiful. And people don't think of that as a drum solo because there's music in the background. People think of a drum solo as just playing by yourself, but like a lead guitar solo is being played underneath a band. And this is a true drum solo, in my opinion. It's the best one, in my opinion, that I've ever heard. And his time, his feel, that's iconic for Pink Floyd. And sometimes he's playing simply, oftentimes he is. And it's not easy to play that slowly and have the feel and have the timing that he does. And that's just people, I don't want to say everyone overlooks that, but lots of people do.
Right. He's not usually mentioned in the same breath, let's say, as Ringo, Charlie Watts, and Keith Moon's, let's say. But maybe that was what he intentionally wanted to do. He didn't want to put himself out there as or draw the attention maybe that those guys do. That's not me making judgment, because
No.
some of my favorite people in the world turned out to be Ringo Starr and Charlie Watts. But and
But
well, tell
Charlie's the
me.
same way. I'm sorry. Charlie's the same way. He's a
That's true.
groove. He's a groove guy. He plays a tiny little kit, and he accompanies. He's an accompanist, and he brings a feel to the band. And Nick does as well. And sometimes he does he his contribution to Pink Floyd and to music is his feel. And his uniqueness and what he's brought to the world of drumming.
Well, I want to urge everybody to head over to the Bearsville, just because, first of all, why wouldn't you want to go to the Bearsville Theater?
Right.
Second, why wouldn't you want to enjoy Pink Floyd Unplugged? Well, just real quick, what can we expect? Or is it going to be just a blend of different
Yep, exactly.
eras? And
Yep,
okay.
exactly. And I mean, a lot of eras.
Yeah.
That's what's fun about it. And also at this moment on Thursday, the 23rd, we don't know at this moment what we're going to play. We get together before the show and discuss it, which sometimes takes a while, and figure it out. Like get the feel of who do we see in the crowd? What's the vibe? And that's something that's special too. We don't it's not a deter predetermined set list.
I love that. Well, I wish you guys a terrific show, and I hope you pack the place, but just have a great time. And I look forward to you guys coming in and doing something acoustic at the station. It's as soon as we can make that happen.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. And thank you so much for having me on and helping the band out.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Glad that it could work out. The Machine at the Bearsville Theater Saturday at 8 o'clock. Be there or despair. I don't know what to say. Thank
Oblique.
you.
Be there or be oblique.
Or be oblique. Thank you,
Sure.
Tara. We'll do this again soon, okay?
I hope so.
Me
Take care.
too. All right. 98.1 KZE.